Do you ever feel guilty about stressing over your life because, by most standards, it's a good one? Balancing everything is challenging when it all seems important. And let's be honest, if you're a listener of the Fuel Light Mind and Body podcast, you're likely a giver and a doer. We often become the go-to person for others in stressful times, which only adds to our own stress. Stick with me for the next 15 to 20 minutes, and I'll share the hidden and often ignored culprit that you need to be aware of. Welcome to episode 77. Stressed, even with a good life? The hidden culprit that most impacts your health. Hi, I'm Clarinda, and you are listening to the Feel Light Mind and Body podcast, created for women like you. Women who are experiencing success in so many areas of life, but are struggling with weight loss, stress eating, and decreased energy. Losing weight can feel hard, heavy, and restrictive. That's why every week I will be offering you a different perspective, tips, encouragement, and a unique approach so that you can feel lighter in your mind and body rather than feeling deprived, frustrated, or discouraged. What if you could feel free, yet in control around food for the rest of your life? What if you could enjoy your experience of losing weight and getting healthier? You absolutely can. You're in the right place. Take this time for yourself and let's dive in. Let's dive right in so you'll know if you'll want to stay until the end for some actionable takeaways that will decrease your stress and increase your health score. The hidden and often ignored culprit is the accumulation of stress. Short-term stress can actually be beneficial. The release of cortisol and noradrenaline, just to name a couple, gives you the added drive to get things done. However, long-term or chronic stress has a debilitating effect on your health. Think about your energy level. You might feel a surge of stress when you need to pack for a last-minute trip, but it's usually more of an anticipatory or excited energy, helping you check things off faster and decide what you need to say yes or no to. Short-term stress can even motivate you to meet a work deadline, and that's a good thing. Last week, in part one, we discussed the importance of the balancing act and choosing what matters most. Being aware that a yes is a no to something else, like your mental or physical health, and vice versa, is crucial. For example, saying no to taking a break is essentially saying yes to continuing in a stressed out state. I teach my weight and life coaching clients to make conscious decisions rather than letting unconscious thinking, time constraints, or other people make decisions for them. This is choosing and living from an empowered place, which is one way you can feel lighter in your mind and body. But more on that next week in part three. Now, think about your energy with chronic stress. How is it? How do you feel? Maybe you feel numb, just going through the motions, often slow or even stuck. Chronic stress usually results from an accumulation of yeses that need to be balanced with no's for external demands and other people's needs, and vice versa for your internal or personal mental and physical health. Neglecting your health for the sake of others or your career is a common trap, especially for those who are driven and caring. It might not show immediate consequences, making it easier to overlook, but over time, the effects accumulate. Increased stress, weight gain, emotional burnout, and even more severe health issues. This neglect doesn't just affect you, it impacts everyone around you, including those you might be trying to please by saying yes all the time. One of the first signs of health neglect is an increase in stress levels. When you're constantly putting others' needs or work demands before your own health, stress becomes a constant companion. Over time, this doesn't just lead to feelings of overwhelm and frustration, it can manifest physically. Chronic stress is linked to numerous health issues, including hypertension, digestive disorders, substance use problems, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritis, obesity, and a weakened immune system. Even though adrenal fatigue is not an official medical diagnosis yet, General symptoms include sleep difficulties, tiredness, weakness, and cravings for sugar and salt. Now, as always, please don't try to self-diagnose. Any information I share is solely to increase your awareness, and any medical decision needs to be made under the guidance of your health practitioner who knows your medical history. But basically, you can read that adrenal fatigue is described as the adrenal glands not being able to keep up with the demands of the ongoing fight-or-flight sympathetic nervous system state in the body that chronic stress causes. So again, keep in mind that today I'm not talking about the short-term stressors. Our bodies were designed for survival, so they have an automatic protective mechanism in place for real and perceived threats. We might not have to run from tigers every day, but most of us don't have a life free of stressors, and our internal stress response system doesn't know the difference. When we are triggered, cortisol and other stress hormones are released. No big deal when it's short term, but the cumulative effect of these stressors and their duration impacts how much exposure our bodies have to cortisol and its team. That's what puts us at risk for what I have mentioned and other physical and mental symptoms like headaches, dizziness, poor quality sleep, decreased libido and trouble having sex, racing heart, muscle tension and pain, weight gain, memory and focus problems, mental and physical exhaustion, irritability for no apparent reason, depression, and anxiety. So, with my nursing hat on, let me encourage you to decide today to start taking care of yourself in a truly nurturing way. As you may have heard me share in episode 50, which was Discover True Self-Care. It's not what you think. It's not just about indulging in a piece of cheesecake or a bath on a Friday night. It's making sure that what benefits you now will also benefit you in the future. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, I provide my clients with a simple tool that allows for exceptions, so there's no need to rebel or feel deprived. The bottom line is health issues can and most likely will arise when we consistently ignore our body's signals. I urge you to make time for your mental, emotional, spiritual, social, environmental, and physical health before the symptoms become a condition, disease, or diagnosis. Let even the first hint of a symptom be a messenger and listen to what it's telling you. It's a warning worth paying attention to. You may think that you don't have time. I know. I get it. I just told myself that this past week. I missed work Monday and Tuesday while in Chicago, and I'm recording this on a Saturday to get caught up, but I'll take most of tomorrow off. All the areas of my health that I just listed need tomorrow as a rest day, and so does your health. Diagnoses usually require extensive long-term treatment that can drastically reduce your quality of life. So I encourage you to think of giving yourself daily long-term treatment that leaves you feeling light in your heart, mind, and body, and includes longer periods away where the focus is just on that, and you can fill your cup to overflowing with connection, inspiration, new strategies, and tools to empower you, along with nourishing food, nature, and time just to exhale. This time next month, May 31st, you could be gearing up for a weekend away. Not just a weekend that you enjoy, but then return home to the same way of thinking, acting, and feeling. No. How about you take care of yourself and your health by giving yourself the gift of joining us for the 10th Women's Weekend Retreat? It begins when you want to arrive on Friday, anytime between 1 and 6 p.m., and ends Sunday at 1 p.m., although you're welcome to spend extra time on the grounds or the beach for the afternoon. This is your time, and you can participate as much or as little as you want in the sessions. But you won't want to miss out on Chef Ness's delicious and nutritious creations to fuel our bodies and pleasure our senses. Everyone has a private room, limited to 16 women who you will be surprised will be more like you than you initially thought. Think about it. If they resonate with this content, then of course a retreat called Feel Light, Heart, Mind, and Body will appeal to them, as it may for you. You can click the link in this episode's description to learn more about the retreat and register to reserve your spot. Remember in the title of this episode, I asked if you were stressed, even with a good life? Do you know how many women tell me that they feel guilty for complaining about being stressed for that very reason? They know they also have a good life. That guilt is not your friend. It will just contribute to the weight gained from chronic stress because you'll instinctively reach for food or drink as a quick source of feeling better. After all, it does provide that feel-good pleasure, albeit temporarily. While weight gain does contribute to physical symptoms and diagnosis, it also affects self-esteem, self-confidence, and mental and emotional health. There's so much research to support this. You're listening to this for a reason. Take this as your empowering wake-up call, and don't wait until the wake-up call comes from your health practitioner or a test result. I want to share an excerpt from the International Journal of Preventive Medicine, June 2022. It states that stress can cause weight gain in the following ways: by interfering with cognitive processes, such as self-regulation, by increasing levels of hormones and chemicals involved in hunger, such as leptin and ghrelin, two of the hunger hormones I teach you how to reset in the Feel Light Mind and Body program. Stress can cause weight gain by causing people to overindulge in foods that are high in calories, fat, and sugar, by disrupting sleep, which itself can contribute to weight gain, and by depleting energy levels and causing people to engage in less physical activity. It's my mission to help women live a lighter, healthier, and active life, regardless of their circumstances. I meet you where you're at, and together we create a healthier lifestyle that you'll love and feel energized while living it out. Be aware that constantly putting others first without time to recharge can lead to emotional burnout. This state of emotional exhaustion is more than just feeling blue. It's a deep fatigue that doesn't improve with rest. Emotional burnout makes it difficult to care about or manage any aspect of life effectively, diminishing your capacity to support others. Ironically, the very thing that caused the burnout. It's important to realize that neglecting your health doesn't just affect you. It impacts everyone around you, including those you are trying to please. When you're unwell, your ability to provide support, be productive at work, and engage in relationships is compromised. Children, partners, and even colleagues depend on your well-being. Your health directly influences your ability to be present and effective in their lives. While we can't always solve the problem of what is creating stress or chaos in our lives, it's often possible to decrease the impact it has on our day-to-day living. We can learn how to first identify what is really stressing us out about the circumstance and gain clarity and perspective. Our perception and our internal locus of control matter. Then we can be strategic in taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically to support us through the stressors. So in addition to the takeaways interspersed in this episode, let's review some common knowledge, but not necessarily common practice tips. Get outside in nature, no matter the season. It's a natural stress reducer, and even more so if you take it all in with all your senses. Notice and name what you see, smell, feel, hear, and maybe even taste, especially if you're near the ocean. Doing so will activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the calm, rest, and digest state, rather than the stressed, sympathetic, fight or flight state. Have fun, laugh, and take breaks throughout your day, even if it's 5 minutes at a time. Be intentional with those 5 minutes and breathe. Get oxygen into your body for more energy. Connect and socialize with others. Be intimate with your partner and activate the oxytocin connection hormone that feels good and calms your nervous system. Make time for hobbies and personal growth. Be physically active at whatever level you can be right now. We know that exercise increases the production of endorphins, your body's natural mood booster. So walk to get your mail or to catch up with a friend, or lift weights and stimulate the mind-body connection. Choose nutritious food and drink water instead of sugar or artificially sweetened drinks. limit or eliminate alcohol and caffeine. Quit smoking. Prepare for sleep an hour before you want to be asleep. Pray, meditate, journal, practice breathing exercises, rock and listen to music, or whatever calms your nervous system. The goal is to turn off your body's natural alarm system to perceived or real stress that may have been stuck in the on position for too long. We want to prevent or get you out of that chronic stress pattern before your health encounters serious consequences or symptoms that make it harder for you to achieve a healthier state. Delegate, eliminate, or organize whenever possible. Chronic stress creates changes in our body that may cause disease, but the disease may also be a result of the unhealthy habits that slowly creep in to try to cope with the stress. That's one of the reasons that I go deeper and provide strategies and tools for dealing with the stuff that usually causes us to turn to these unhealthy coping mechanisms before they become a habit. But regardless of what stage you're at, there's always hope. As long as you have breath in your lungs and a willing spirit, I can help you get healthy again, or even healthier than what you are now. Life can give us some really hard knocks, so we need a really good strategy and support in place to help us navigate it all in an empowered way. The best next step that I recommend is to surround yourself with like-minded women and a coach who will help you identify and strategize for what you need to feel light, heart, mind, and body. I would love to have you in one of those chairs in our outside classroom overlooking the lake. If I close my eyes right now and visualize our ninth retreat, I can hear the sound of the breeze rustling in the trees, the waves lapping the shore, the birds chirping in the day, and the fire crackling at night. I feel a shift in my body. My jaw softens, my shoulders relax, and I instinctively just take a deeper breath, signaling relaxation and gratitude settling in. Making the time, being open to coaching, and doing the work will be so rewarding. Learning how to manage stress will create more peace, confidence, vitality, higher health scores of all kinds, better self-control, healthier relationships, and a longer, healthier, and extraordinary life. Are you in for that? I am, and I'm actively investing time, money, and energy to maintain it because stressors are inevitable, but my health is optional. It's up to me to make the best that it can be. Your health and well-being matters. Without it, you can't be of service to others. So if you've been dismissing or minimizing your concerns, stop it. You matter. How you live out the last part of your life matters. What you decide to do today, this month, and this year is influencing how you will hack the natural aging process. Stick with me. Hit that subscribe button because I've got a lot more coming in that area as well. I'm excited to share more when the time is right. So, is it time for you to take action on what has been accumulating into chronic stress? Let me know. I want to hear from you. Check out the information on the retreat before you get too caught up in your next task. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. I can't strategize with you if I don't know what the obstacle is that you're facing. Neglecting your health might seem like a temporary sacrifice for the greater good, but it's a tricky path that can lead to lasting damage. It's vital to remember that taking care of yourself isn't a selfish act. It's a necessary one. By prioritizing your health, you're not only ensuring your own well-being, but also enhancing your ability to be there for others. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Prioritizing your health allows you to be a better friend, partner, parent, and professional. Truly a win-win for everyone involved. And if you're listening to this when it first airs, it's the best honoring gift to give or receive on Mother's Day. Let me know if you want a personalized gift certificate to be used for private life or weight coaching, the 3-month Feel Light Mind and Body program, or the women's retreat a month from now. We aren't meant to do life alone, So I'm so glad you're here in this Feel Light Mind and Body community. And I know there's so much for you if you're willing to go a step further. Let's do this, my friend. Now, do yourself the biggest favor. From love, take at least one action step from what you learned today. Knowledge without application won't give you the results that you desire. Let me know on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever, what you are choosing to do and when. And yes, please leave a podcast review wherever you are listening to this. When people read your words and can see themselves in them, then you are contributing to women empowering other women. And that feels amazing. You just might change or save a life today.